Washington County Little League All-Stars are on air. Today's game, Washington County versus Columbus 7-8-year-old softball, is made possible by Woodson Lumber Company, H-E-B in Brenham, Batter's Box, PP Egg Farm, Bluebell Creamery, Christ Lutheran Church, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Willerman Insurance Agency, Eric Benitez with Cedar Frame Real Estate, A1 Quality Plumbing, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Doman and Associates, DVR Materials, Glen College, Cody Real Estate, Helaman General Constructing, Washington Animal Clinic, Brandon Industrial Group, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architectural, Mr. Gaddy's Pizza in Brenham, Double D Glass Service, Bluebonnet Petroleum, K&H Portable Toilets, La Roche Chevrolet, GMC Buick, Bank of Brenham, Collier Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Branded Graphics, Mr. Winfield, Felder's Buy and Buy, Seidel Trader, Green Duck Service, Thrivent Financial, Belisky Waterwell Service, La Morella's Meat Market, Pro Auto Supply, J&J Packing, Pinterest Tile, and Brenham National Bank. We'll go to the field for the pregame with your host, Doug Brown, after the words from your sponsor.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
Our pledge to you, nothing but the best and always the most classic country favorites. Thanks for listening to The Legend, KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7.
In Texas, every season is grilling season, but the days are longer. We know you're just itching to have a good old backyard barbecue with your friends and family. Luckily, H-E-B makes it easy. Make just one stop when you're shopping for those summer parties. Grab steaks, hamburgers, hot dogs, buns, drinks, and sides all in one place. That way you can hurry back to the fun in the sun. Make H-E-B in Brenham your summer headquarters, located at 2508 South Day Street. No store does more.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Would you like to be part of something bigger than yourself or even Brenham? While we gather for worship on Sundays and Wednesdays like most churches, at Christ Lutheran, there is so much more to the story. Like the vast number of lives impacted in our region and beyond are responding to God's love and sharing what we have been blessed with. Want to make a difference or simply be a part of a community that cares about others and relationships? Come just as you are. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Willman Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market.
Bank with Bob. Bank of Brenham. Your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836.
Field in Burton, where tonight it is winner take all between Washington County and Columbus for the 7-8-year-old softball tournament championship. Doug Brand and Daryl Kiki with you here. And Daryl, we had a good one last night, and now here we are back again.
Man, it's going to be hard to expect both teams to play as solid as they did last night, I guess is the word I'm going to use. Just by reading body language today, I read that Washington County girls, they've been dancing out here. They're really loose. Columbus is more on a serious note. You know, I try to have that happy medium and stuff, because you can be focused and have fun, and you can be too focused. Yeah. And right now the body language shows that Columbus is really a little bit uptight, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, that was their first loss last night, and we wrapped it up last night by saying, which team comes out today that's going to be loose? Come here to have fun. You know, Washington County has all the momentum by winning that game last night, but today is another day, and, you know, we hope that we do have a game like we had last night that, I mean, from a fan standpoint, that's as exciting as it gets. You know, they're going to hit the ball today. We have a nice breeze blowing again, shade. So it should be a really, really good ball game.
And thankfully also, too, the weather held up, so we didn't have to worry about that today.
Knock on wood so far.
Yep, and we got more to come here on the pregame, but first let's send you back to the studios and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Washington County Little League All-Stars and would like to give a very special shout-out to number 4, Charlie Majeski. The owners at Kiki Egg Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki Egg Farm's fresh eggs at your local grocery or convenience store and finer food markets. Congratulations and good luck to the Washington County All-Stars. Take state!
Experience business growth and success like never before with Branded Graphics in Brenham. As your ultimate marketing solution provider, they offer a range of services from commercial printing, signs, banners, and custom apparel to promotional products and marketing services. With their expertise, Branded Graphics becomes your trusted full-service branding partner. Visit BrandedGraphics.com and let them be the driving force behind your business's success. Branded Graphics wants to wish a special good luck to all the All-Stars from the big family in their district tournament game.
Looking to save money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how you can save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 till 5 and on Friday 8 till 1.
Tielemann Construction and Steg & Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Steg & Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
All right, back we go here, and they're introducing the Washington County starters.
Number 1, Preston Parker. Number 17, Paige Collins. Number 9, Ava Lickley. Number 30, Audrey Smith. Number 45, Brindley Kmitch. Washington County is managed by G.W. Meyer with coaches Sean Church, Sarah Kmitch, and Robin Landaway. The starting lineup for your home team from Columbus. Number 0, Addie Werland. Number 2, Emily Chester. Number 1, Ava Ratley. Number 10, Colin Martin. Number 4, Perry Alexander. Number 19, River Schulte. Number 9, Landry Stanchett. Number 5, Olivia Lowe. Number 8, Katie Coon. Number 18, Taylor Glick. Number 43, Glenn Shiplett. Number 2, Josie Mindecker. Manager of Columbus is Alan Chester, and the coaches are Jim Chester, John Alexander, and Aaron Glick. Please stand for the playing of the National Anthem.
See by the dawn's early light. so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. Your selection recognizes the hard work you put in during the regular season. Seidel Schrader has been providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services since 1967. They strive to elevate and serve others through their offices in Brenham, College Station, and Katy. And they've been recognized as one of the top regional accounting firms in the Southwest. Seidel Schrader wishes good luck to all the Washington County teams in their All-Star tournaments.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Walgreens stores and all Arlen's stores.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
Back we go, and Avery Myers is in the ground ball on the first base. And the first baseman for Columbus, that is Callum Barton, running the bag, and that's out number one. And we're underway, and that'll bring up Stella Church. We're in the top of the first inning. District championship game. Yeah, first pitch of Church. Ooh. Back in the middle. That's in there for a base hit. Near poor Robin, that nearly took her head off there.
She took a deep breath right there. That didn't miss her by much.
Yeah.
And now she got her daughter coming up who does the same thing.
Yep, Lily Landaway to bat now.
I don't see how her reflexes didn't sit there and put her glove up.
Yeah. Yeah, pitch coming and taken for a ball.
It's way to watch him.
Now here at the coach pitch level, each the teams are being pitched to by one of their coaches while they have somebody from the other team playing the position of pitcher doing the fielding.
Sure, it'd be nice to have an inning right here at the beginning so they can relax, score a run or two.
Yeah. And next pitch coming. That one foul up the third base side. And one ball and two strikes. Another big crowd on hand here tonight.
Yeah, a tremendous crowd. You know, everybody likes to watch these young girls play, grandpa and grandmas. And some of the other teams aren't playing tonight, so you're going to support them, and that's what we see tonight.
Yep. And pitch coming. And Landon, I send this one. That's going to drop into left field for a base hit. And got two runners aboard here for Washington County. And that'll bring up Briley Marges. After Meyer grounded out, now Church and Landaway with back-to-back singles. And let's see if Marges can move them around.
She's on. She usually drives this ball over the shortstop's head into left center.
And pitch taken for a ball, 1-0. And down low for a ball, 2-0. And that one is going to go to right field. This time.
Score a run.
And Church going around third. She's coming in. And Church will score to make it 1-0 in Washington County on the RBI single by Briley Marges.
Good job.
And now that we have Remy Baker.
Come on, Remy!
One out, runners on the corners. This looks like another run to me.
Yeah, we'll see here. And pitch is down low for a ball. And down low for a ball. And that one sent out into shortstop. Shortstop knocked it down. They go to second and she is safe, and the run scores.
Just kind of blooped in no man's land right there.
And so Landaway scores, makes it 2-0 Washington County, and that'll bring up Ansley Growlander. And she pops this one up. First baseman giving chase, but didn't quite get there. And it's an 0-1 count. And pitch down low for a ball. Pitch foul away.
A little bit out in front of that one.
And this one over to the second base. Oh, booted the ball, throws to first, and did she get?
Yeah, she got it at first, but we got another run.
Yeah, it's coming in to score is Marges. So Rolander, even though it was a ground out, she did get the RBI. It's two down in the inning now, but Washington County has a 3-0 lead with Remy Drain batting.
Number 15's going in to run at second for the catcher, Baker. With two outs, they do that so they can get her ready to catch.
Yeah, that is a foul ball, and that's Grawander down there who just made the last out. So she's going to run for Baker.
Remy Drain.
Pitchers, that's going to be sent out into right field. Drops in for a hit. And Grawander around third. She's coming home. And it'll be an RBI single. Make it 4-0, Washington County. And now Presley Parker to the plate.
Come on, Presley Parker. Come on, Presley. Come on, Presley.
Yeah, pitch taken for a ball, want to know. And that one over to first base, and they'll run to the bag, and that'll retire the side. So in the inning, Washington County does come up with 4 runs on 5 hits, no errors, and 1 left on. And we go to the bottom of the first. Washington County leads it 4-0. Back at we hear these words from our sponsors.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
All right, back we go here, and it's Addie Whirlin leading things off. And she swings and pops this one foul over to the right side. We come back here. We're in the bottom of the first. Washington County is leading Columbus 4-0. And Columbus now going to try to see if they can come back here in their first at bat of the evening. And this one will pop up. And
no man's land.
Got it landed in no man's land between pitcher second and first, and nobody took charge out there. And it drops in for a leadoff hit for Whirlin. And that'll bring up Emery Chester. Chester, the pitcher for Columbus. And that one taken for a ball, 1-0.
Really need to shut them down here if you want to make a statement and get in their head the rest of the night. If you could hold them to no runs.
And this one over to third, knocked down. Throw to first, and runner's safe. Now going back to third. And there'll be runners at the corners now for Columbus, and that'll bring up Ava Ratley.
You're okay.
And Ratley grounds this one. Knocked down by the pitcher, Meyer, and runners are going to be safe everywhere. And scoring is whirling to make it a 4-1 game. And that'll bring up Callan Barton, the first baseman. Yeah, that's taken for a ball, 1-0. Yeah, this one's going to be popped up. That is made by Remy Baker for out number one. Good job of getting out and staying with that one.
She turned her back to the infield like you're supposed to do. Great job by Remy.
And that'll bring up Perry Alexander now. And takes first pitch for a ball, 1-0. And pitch down low, ball, 2-0. And this one is out over the middle. It took a weird bounce on the turf, and runners are going to be safe everywhere. And it's a bases loaded now for Columbus. And that'll bring up River Schulte, the shortstop. Looked like the shortstop for Washington County there, Landaway, was going to have a shot, but then he hit the turf and bounced away from her.
Yep. So far this first inning for them, there's a lot of balls, just C&I ones that ain't falling no man's land.
Yep. This one, a ground ball to third. And the throw home, and throw got away. Chester will score. And that will make it a 4-2 ball game. And now they'll bring up Landry Stanchek. Yeah, still only one out in the inning here. And time is called. And pitch to Stanchek, taken for a ball, it's 1-0. And this one is a line drive over Meyer's head. That's going to drop in. Another run is in to make it 4-3. And time is called. Yeah, it's a bases remain loaded with Olivia Lowe batting now.
Coach Meyer going to go out and settle them down a little bit.
Yeah, things coming unhinged in the bottom of the inning. Washington County jumped out to the early 4-0 lead, but now Columbus has come back with already three and looking for more here in the bottom of the first.
Bases loaded and still just one out. But nothing has really been hit hard by Columbus.
Yeah.
Everything is just a bloop over the pitcher, in between short, in between second and the pitcher, or a soft ground ball to third. But you know what? Sometimes that's all you need.
Yeah. Pitch taken for a ball, 1-0. Low, the eighth batter of the inning for Columbus. And that was a line drive knocked down by Landaway over to second, but they do get the out. And run scores to tie it at four.
the call.
Way to be out, ladies. Way to be there.
And so we're tied 4-4 now, 2 outs in the inning. Columbus can, most they can get is one more run here in the first. And it's going to be Kennedy Kuhn batting.
Let's go, defense. Come on, defense. Let's go.
And pitch taken for a ball. It's 1-0.
Kind of picking up where they left off last night,
yep.
Right?
Whatever one scores, the other seems to come back and counter it.
Yeah. Shouldn't expect anything less, right?
Right. Yeah, this one's going to be popped up. Given chase was Baker, and that falls just before she'd get over there.
Good effort by Baker.
Pitch to Kuhn, taken for a ball.
This is pitch 5. She has to swing.
Swing and a miss. Dan Kuhn down on strikes. We're tied the side, but Columbus comes up with 4 runs of their own. And we're tied 4-4 going into the second inning. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Yes. We're all tied up at 4 apiece. Washington County at 4 runs in the top of the first, and then Columbus came back with 4 runs of their own in the bottom half of the inning to tie it back up again. And pitch down low for a ball, 1-0 to Collins. And Collins backs that one to short. Go to first and throws off one. And Collins is going to end up at second base. And the leadoff error there. And then bring up Ava Murphy.
Collins hit the ball hard to short, and she made a nice play. Just a bad throw to first.
Yeah.
See if Merkley stays hot. She hit the ball really well last night.
She certainly did. And fouls that one over to the left side. Columbus in the home dugout once again tonight. Washington County in the visitor dugout. I wasn't here for the coin flip. I think, didn't he say Coach Meyer likes to do that, do the...
He likes to take visitors, but I wasn't here today for that toss neither.
Oh, that got Robin that time. That's out into left center. And Collins scores. It's a single. And time is called. They're going to check up. She insists she's okay.
She's tough.
Yep. But yeah, that's. She's back there. I think he got her on the.
I think she got her arm up. That's what she's saying. She got her arm up. Yeah. Thank God.
And now that'll bring up Audrey Smith. And this one, a ground ball to third. And they're going to go to second and get the force play.
Good play by the third baseman.
Yeah, it's a Smith aboard now. And that'll bring Brindley Kimmich.
All right, come on, Brindley.
So one out and one on. Washington County with a 5-4 lead. And this one back up the middle. Throw to first. And first baseman dropped the ball. And it's a Kimmich save. And Smith, well, they threw the ball away at third. And looks like they called apparently the umpire called time, so they got to send Smith back to second.
Come on, Avery.
And now we'll go back to the top of the order with Avery Meyer. So two on, one out here. We're in the top of the second. Washington County with a 5-4 lead. Pitch bounced up there, a ball.
Runners on first and second with one out. Meyer could pop one here.
Yeah, this one a pop up. Pitcher over.
I didn't mean a pop. Just guess I should have used a different word.
Yeah.
We need a shot.
And two down now. That'll bring up Stella Church.
She hit the first rope in the first inning at Coach Landaway and made her dodge.
And that went back up the middle for the first, and they get the out to retire the side. But in the inning, for Washington County, they do get one run on one hit. There were two errors and two left on. We go to the bottom of the second. Washington County leads 5-4. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron when it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine. No other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North. 979-836-2531.
And first pitch, Glick hits ground ball to second. Go to first, and they get the lead out.
Nice play by Drain.
Yep.
Come on, girls, that's two more.
It's always big to get that first out.
And now that'll bring up Bryn Shiflett. And pitch taken for a ball, 1-0.
Be ready, girls.
Ball's down.
And I'm only pop up. Meyer up there. Got to hurry, throw the first.
Good
and
play.
Out.
Yeah. One more
now.
One more.
And now the one of Josie Leyendecker.
Be ready.
Be ready, be ready.
throws away the bunt and punts it foul.
Myra was right in her shoes when she squared.
Be ready, girls. Be on your toes.
Yeah, this one, a ground ball knocked down by Meyer. Throw to first. And throw is wide. The runner will be safe. She's heading down to second. And she is in there. And bring up Addie Whirlin now, the leadoff hitter. Time call for a quick bookkeeping issue. And pitch bounce up there, ball to Whirlin. She singled and scored the first run of the game for Columbus. This is the District 13 winner-take-all tournament championship. Pitch foul back. Washington County, Columbus, 7- and 8-year-old coach pitch.
One more, girls. Be ready.
And this one, a ground ball to third. Pitch up with it and throw to first. She's safe. And meanwhile, on the other end, Leyendecker goes to third. And so now runners at the corners and two down. And I'll bring up Emery Chester, the pitcher. Yeah, pitch taken for a ball. That's 1-0.
Be ready, girls.
WC's playing her to be a strictly pull hitter. They're giving the middle wide open.
Base hit.
Nice stop by the left fielder.
Let's go, Leyendecker, to tie it at 5-5. And now going to bring up Ava Ratley. Tie the side, but in the inning, Columbus does tie it, and we're 5-5. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Hi, friends. Gary Durenberger with Bank of Brenham. Being local, friendly, and mobile is at the core of Bank of Brenham's commitment to our customers and the communities we serve. Being local means we're conveniently located in downtown Brenham, in Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Being friendly means, well, being friendly. And being mobile means the ability to manage your account from the convenience of your smartphone. Local, friendly, mobile. Three really good reasons to bank with Bob, 836-3332, or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
We're the B, we're the A, we're the S, we're BHS.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then show off your skills in their arcade filled with classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. Mr. Gaddy's Pizza in Brenham, where your team can eat like champions. Voted best pizza and wings in town. Located just off Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
All right, here we go to the top of the third inning, and we're all tied up at 5 apiece. It'll be Lily Landaway, Briley Margist, and Remy Baker. And Landaway waits on the first pitch. And that's down the line. Foul ball. That was close. It rode the line there.
Oh,
I didn't miss my hitting the corner of that bag by much.
Yep. And that one turned on it and hit it foul. That was heading for the upper field there.
Yeah, she hit it a long way.
And pitches the ball.
Come on, Lily.
One ball, two strikes. And that one is down the line. That is going to be hook and foul again.
It's curved. She's hitting that baby a long way.
Yeah.
You got it, Lily. Right it up, girl.
She's trying to get them tailgaters a souvenir.
Yep. This is her fifth pitch.
Come on, Lily. You can do it.
Yeah, wind really starting to pick up here. And that one is going to be popped in foul. So she will get an extra pitch.
Columbus outfielders all shifted to the left side now almost. So given this right field line, and it looked like Landaway tried to take it that away.
And that one is over to left field, drops in for a hit. And Landaway is 2 for 2 in the game. And she's digging for second, and it didn't handle the ball, and she's in there with a double.
It's good hustle by Landaway.
And that'll be a Briley Marges.
But it would have been interesting if the second baseman caught that ball.
Oh, yeah. Tied 5 apiece here, top of the third. And that one sent out to right
field. That's a run.
That is going to be into the right center for a hit. Landaway around the third. She will score. And that makes it 6-5, Washington County, on the RBI single there by Marges. And now they'll bring in Brimmy Baker. Baker had an RBI single and scored her first time up.
Come on, Remy.
And pitch taken for a ball. It's 1-0.
Come on, Remy. You got this.
Baker hit the ball really well yesterday also.
And this one ground ball to third. They're going to go to second for one. And no chance to get her at first. And on the overthrow, Baker will move up to second. And now she better hurry and get back. That was very close to a double play there. And so 6-5 now, and the Growlander bats. And Growlander fouls that one back, and it's 0-1. And Growlander lined up, pass the ship, got into left field.
That's a run.
And Baker coming around to score. And it's an RBI single for Growlander. And that makes it 7-5. And brings up Remy Drain.
A few little drops of rain starting to fall.
Yeah. Yeah, pitch down low for a ball. Well, we got a big cloud hanging over us, and hopefully it'll move through quickly. And that one is a little pop fly over to the first baseman. She'll grab it for out number two.
All right, come on, girls.
And that'll be up to Presley Parker.
Two gone.
You got it, girl.
And then Parker takes the pitch for a ball, 1-0. And this one out to. Get off the third baseman's glove. They're going to throw the third, throw the second rather, and she's in there safely. And now Paige Collins, the batter.
Pretty close play at second, too.
Yeah. She had slowed up going into the bag, and it nearly cost her.
Yep.
Collins, and that one is a line drive foul up the first base side. And this one now to, oh, the shortstop said that'll drop. And coming on home, the score is going to be Grolander. RBI single there for Collins. It makes it 8-5 Washington County. And now they'll bring up Ava Merkley. Pitch fouled away, and it's 0-1. And that one ground ball to second, and they will go to first and get the out to retire the side. In the inning, though, Washington County
runs
with 3 runs. And we go to the bottom of the third. It's Washington County 8 and Columbus 5. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. Their online catalog at ddmbuildings.com shows their extensive inventory of metal products, including roofing, angle iron, and tubing. And DDM's highly skilled staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right parts for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
And as we come back here, the rain's starting to pick up.
Yep. It's just one little old cloud above us. And
yep. And it's Callan Barton leading things off. And us without an umbrella. Yeah, that one foul away. One ball and one strike.
Hey, there's...
And this one's going to be popped up and foul. Close down.
Well, I hope they're right that it's going to blow through, Doug, here pretty soon.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're going to get pretty wet here, brother.
Yes, we are. And that's a high pop over the second. That drops in. Somebody's got to call that.
Yeah, it's got that little play got to be made.
That was Baker and Landaway both there. Drops in for a hit. And now that brings up Perry Alexander. Squares away the bunt, and...
Baker almost caught it. That would have been out, and the first base runner,
yep.
She took off running, so that would have been a double play.
Yep. Or I should correct myself, that was Drain out there at second. Yeah, that one bounced up there, a ball.
Your paper pretty much ruined it.
Pretty much,
boy.
Yeah. That's it's toast.
Come on, girls. Be ready now, girls. Be ready.
Come on, defense.
Good,
Stella. And be ready, baby.
And this one's going to be popped up.
Here's
Meyer makes the grab. Runner goes back to first. On out number one. Great play there by Meyer, and that'll bring up River Schulte.
I think it's one out.
Yeah, one out. And pitch taken for a ball, 1-0.
Come on, defense!
And next pitch outside of ball, it's 2-0.
It's going to make it real interesting for those pitchers to throw the ball.
Yeah. They're going to change softballs.
Good job.
For three, we're all balls. Schulte reached on the fielder's choice the first time up. And so this one, a high fly ball out in the
Good try by Drain.
Drain went back and drops in for a hit. Runner going to third, throw down, and Church didn't throw as high. If she could have gotten the tag down, they might have had her. As the runner's second and third now for Columbus.
But one out.
And that's going to bring up Landry Stanchik. Stanchik had an RBI single her first time up. Yeah, first pitch down low, ball, 1-0. And swung and a miss. And fouled away. Columbus with runners at second and third. One out here in the bottom of the third inning. Washington County with an 8-5 lead. Pitch Well, she's got a swing.
Be ready,
be her fifth pick.
Be ready!
Yeah, that one is a pop-up over his Margaret, and she hauls it in for out number two. And now that'll bring up Olivia Lowe.
Well, if we could get out of this with these other two not scoring, that would be huge.
Yeah. Alexander is at third base. She'll be at second. And that one back up the middle of base hit. That'll score one. And another run coming home, and that'll make it two runs. And that'll cut it to an 8-7 ball game. And that'll bring up Kennedy Kuhn, the catcher.
Come on, girls, be ready.
Next pitch, that's going to be hit into the air. And that is going to drop in. We're going to third.
And that's out.
Over 3 seconds, and the runner's coming home. And we're tied again, 8-8.
Going all the way to third.
And now, meanwhile, Kuhn went all the way to third base. And that'll bring up Glick.
Come on, girls, one more!
Got two out, girls.
That one back over to Meyer. Throws the first and gets the out. Metal would tie the side, but Columbus ties it again, and we're having a seesaw back and forth. We're halfway through this one. On to the fourth inning, tied 8-8. Back after we hear these words from our sponsors.
You guessed it, tied 8-8.
And we'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Mr. Windshield in Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair, from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all of your auto glass needs, call them today or visit us online at BrenhamAutoGlassRepairs.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and their coaches good luck.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
All right, back we go here. It's Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you from the 7-8-year-old softball championship game. Winner take all between Washington County and Columbus. Each team has beaten each other once during this tournament, and now this will decide it all. And it'll be Audrey Smith leading things off. She'll be followed by Brindley Kamich. And back up to the top of the order with Avery Meyer. And that one foul away, 0-1.
Thank you, Dan.
And that one, ground ball over to third. Throw to first, and she's going to be safe. Smith heading to second. And she will be there. Now that'll bring up Brindley Kamich.
Come on, Brindley.
And so Kamich ready.
Come on, you can do it. Come on, Brindley.
And this one, a good bunt by Kamich. And throw to first, hit her in the back. And she's
Smith
safe.
Coming around.
Smith is going to end up at third.
Way to go, Brindley!
At the top of the order here.
And now back to the top with Avery Meyer. Runners at the corners, nobody out. And pitch coming. She's going to bunt this one. It's going to be foul up the right side. Good thought.
Yeah, I would keep bunting with this. Yeah. In a wet ball now to throw.
Come on, Avery. You got this.
Yeah, I think the rain has stopped. Rain just long enough to get everything soaked.
Yep.
And now it's moved on. Pitch foul away. And here's the pitch.
Oh,
that one is going to be out to second base.
Yeah.
And she's going to step on the bag, get one out. Meanwhile, coming in is Smith to make it 9-8, Washington County. And Stella Church, the batter now.
All right, come on, Stella.
Come on, Stella.
Come on, Stella.
Thomas called. Meyer wanted to have a word with Church before she goes up for the at-bat.
Come on, Stella, you got this.
Washington County looking to add to the lead. You got a runner at first, only one out. Pitcher taken for a ball, 1-0.
Little Meyer on first. If she hits this to the outfield, she could score.
And that one's going to get in there for a base hit. And that'll put two aboard now. They're going to run the Washington County hitters back to the bag. And that'll bring up Lily Landaway.
Church hit that ball hard.
She certainly did.
Come on, Lily! I think I have it right here, Lily!
Yeah. Time is calm. Not sure what the question is on.
Oh, they're
going to give her the extra base. Not really sure what the call was, but they're going to let her move on to third base.
I think it could be interference
on
the shortstop.
That could very well be. And so Landaway to bat now. The runners at the corners. And that one back off her glove in the left field. Meyer scores. And that'll make it 10-8, Washington County. Now Briley Marge is the batter.
They moved. They gave a ward at third base there. The second baseman's been standing in the baseline, I guess.
And I guess that's what the umpire's trying to explain to her.
Come on.
And so let's see if Marge just can get the runner around. Runners at the corners, only one out. Washington County looking to add to their lead. Yeah, that one's going to be popped back behind us. And this one, a ground ball over third. Throw to first, and she's safe. And Church scores to make it 11-8. And meanwhile, runners at the corners and still only one out. And Thomas Kahn, the manager for Columbus, wants to have a conference with his players.
Ladies and gentlemen, during this timeout, don't be afraid to take some time out yourself and go up to the concession stand and get you something to eat and drink.
You know the way this going. Five runs this inning could make a statement.
Yeah.
And that's going to put a lot of extra pressure on Columbus. I don't know who they have coming up, but WC still has runners on the corners just with one out.
Yeah.
So,
and they put three up. They've already had three come in. They can get as much. They can get two more.
Baker could get a shot here.
And Baker the batter.
Come on, Remy, you
Baker's been on base both times with an RBI single, a fielder's choice. And she scored a couple of runs.
Let's go, Remy!
And there it is.
That's going to drop into left field base hit. Coming in to score is Landaway to make it now 12-8. And they'll bring up Ansley Growlander. And pitch taken for a ball, 1-0.
Come on, girl, you can do it.
One more hit can make this a five-run inning for Washington County.
Yes, sir. Get that run in from second.
And that one is in the field. And she's coming home. Throws offline, and coming in to score is Margis. And that makes it 13-8, Washington County. And that's a five-run inning. And so that'll end the top half of the inning. Now we're going to go to the bottom half of the fourth. Washington County now leads 13-8. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Whataburger now has new premium coffee with a brand new taste. And it's coming in hot and iced cold. Drink it hot with a biscuit sandwich or iced with a brownie. Or iced with a biscuit sandwich and hot with a brownie. This is your chance to mix it up a little. Let your hair down. There's no wrong way to drink it. New hot and iced coffee from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
BVR Materials, a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozier work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials with all the Little League All-Stars, good luck this season.
And back we go here as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Washington County with a 13-8 lead. And it's Brindley Shiflett, Josie Leyendecker, and Addie Whirlin scheduled to bat for Columbus. As you can tell, we're in front of a raucous crowd here in Burton, Texas tonight.
WC fans, I'm getting into it now with that five spot.
Yep. You're listening to KWHI 1280 AM and K269 GU 101.7 FM in Brenham. And across the World Wide Web at KWHI.com and on our KWHI app for your smartphone. Doug Brown and Darryl Kiki with you from the 7 and 8 year old Coach Pitch Softball Championship game. And as we said right now, Washington County leads at 13-8. And time called.
Baker tie on her shoe.
Yep.
Let's see if Mr. Clyde, the umpire, can get down there and tie it.
Giving her a helping hand. It's kind of hard to tie them shoes with all this gear on.
That's right.
All right, come on, girls. Let's go, go.
And so now we're ready to go. It's Brent Shiflett, the batter for Columbus. And first pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0. And that one sent out to third and Landaway. First it got past the third baseman, and then Landaway knocked it down. And so it'll be a leadoff runner there for Columbus. And bringing up Josie Leindecker.
I think she tried to bunt a while ago.
And bunts it, tries again, bunts it foul. Washington County looking for outs. Columbus looking for base runners.
Columbus is down by five.
And this one, a ground ball, knocked down by third baseman again. And everybody's going to be safe everywhere. Now Columbus trying to battle back. Seems like every time Washington County gets a lead, Columbus has an answer for it.
They still hadn't scored, though, yet, partner.
That's true. And Whirling with a bunt down the third base line. Oh, and the throw went over the first baseman's head. That's going to get at least one home.
Here comes run two.
And two runs are going to score. And that'll make it 13-10. And Whirling's going to end up all the way at third base.
I believe this is going to come back, though. I believe this is coming back. The ball come up and hit her while she was in the box.
No. And we're going to get an umpire review.
You're going to get some real groans out of this stands here in just a minute and a whole lot of cheering on WC's side.
Three-man umpiring crew here tonight. And Washington County overruled, and Columbus will proceed.
Hey, plays are won.
There's still nobody out here. Runner at third. And Emery Chester, the batter. And she'll take four ball, 1-0. And this one is going to be over the head of Meyer, out to short. And Landaway just had no choice but to get it back to the pitcher. And that's an RBI single there and now it's 13-11. With Ratley fixing the bat.
That ball barely got over Meyer's glove. She gave a great effort to get up there and get it, but
she was just a couple inches
two
taller.
Inches too short. She'd have pumped them Nikes up a little bit more.
Yeah. And so we're in the top, or excuse me, bottom of the fourth inning. It is Washington County 13, Columbus 11. As Ratley bats here. Yeah. Chester at first. Scores away the bunt. Swings through for... That should be strike one.
Better be moving.
The bunting tonight on both sides has been pretty ugly.
Yeah.
Be ready, Stella.
And this one, ground ball back to the pitcher. Up with his Meyer, throws to first, and she's saved. As Marcus couldn't handle the throw. And it's a runner's at the corners now, and still nobody out. And Callan Barton, the batter.
Be ready, girls!
Next pitch. Take it for a ball, 1-0. Squares away and another bunt. And runners are going to be safe everywhere. That is
good play by Baker, though. She wasn't going to get her at first. Yeah. Held that runner at third.
Yeah, gets it back to Meyer. The base is loaded now. And that'll bring up Perry Alexander. And coach out telling players, play is at four. Men in home plate.
And you don't have to tag her.
Come on, girls!
So force at any base.
Pitch swung on and missed, 0-1.
Big swing by Alexander.
And this one's going to be popped up. Meyer calling for it.
Yeah!
She'll get it for out number one. That's a big out there for
Washington.
Yeah,
that was huge.
And huge. Brings up River Schulte.
All right, defense, girls, you can do it. Two more.
And Schulte swings and misses 0-1. Yeah, bases loaded, one out.
She takes a big hack, too.
Yep. And bounce up their ball, 1-1.
This could be really huge for Washington County if they could get out of this and then have a two-run lead.
And this one, a ground ball back to the pitcher. Throw home, and oh, she dropped the ball. And the run will score to make it 13-12. And that'll bring up Landry Stanchik now.
He can score one more run.
And bounce up their ball. And that one is going to drop in for a hit.
That's all.
And that's five for the inning. And so we're tied 13-13.
And guess what? We're tied again.
Yep, and we have reached the end of the fourth, and we move on to the fifth inning. Washington County 13, Columbus 13. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Hey! Call Your Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches,
Little League Board, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
As we come back here, we head to the top of the fifth inning, all tied up at 13 apiece. Doug Brown and Darryl Kiki with you here from Robertsfield and Burton.
Man, this is what a championship game is all about. They're not really making errors, not throwing it around. They're just getting clutch hits and running the bases.
And here we go with Remy Drayton, and so this one back to the pitcher. So to first, and that's out number one. And Presley Parker, the batter now. And pitch taken for a ball, 1-0. And this one is going to be over the hole.
Oh, boy.
So the first, and oh, she slipped coming off the bag, and they're going to run to the second. And got her out.
You know, that was a heck of a play by the shortstop backhanding that ball.
Yep.
But just bad luck on making that turn because she thought it was going to get by the first baseman because all the other times the first baseman hadn't come off the bag to go get it. And she did that time.
And so now that's going to bring in Paige Collins. Collins foul tip.
They go three up, three down. That whole momentum shift is going to be pretty, pretty, pretty strong. You're going to hear some noise here.
And ground ball over to shortstop, booted the ball.
Good
and
job.
Collins is going to be safe. And that'll bring up Ava Merkley now.
Two outs, runner on first. Merkley needs a shot like she's been hitting.
We're all tied up 13 apiece here in the top of the fifth. Washington County trying to jump back in front here. Merkley can come through with a hit. And fouls that one back into the screen, 0-1.
Straighten it out, you're ready now.
And this one, a ground ball. Slow roller, catcher up with the throws to first. And they get the out to retire the side.
Ooh, that was a huge inning for Columbus.
So in the inning for Washington County, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth, still tied 13-13. Back at we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
In a world where plumbing issues have you drained, call a company that can provide same-day service, free inspections, estimates, and A1 quality plumbing service. A1 Quality Plumbing in Brenham can do just that. Whether it's for residential, commercial, or even an emergency. With over 25 years of experience, they do repairs, remodeling, and new construction. Call 830-1877 today. That's 830-1877. Or go online to a1qualityplumbers.com. Family owned and operated. License number RMP 15749.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
And the going to be popped up on the first pitch by Olivia Lowe and caught by Avery Meyer for out number one.
Atta girl, Washington County answering back here.
Yep, as we hit, we're in the bottom of the fifth, and it's 13-13, all tied up.
Be ready, defense!
And Kennedy Kuhn, the batter. Pitch to Kuhn, and that's going to be over Landaway's head and into left field for a hit. And they'll get away, and she's going to try to come for second. Another gutter in the rundown. Oh,
almost.
Safe.
Great try by Drain. She dove to try to tag her.
Yeah. The full dead-on sprint back to first base. Yeah.
Great hustle by Drain.
Be ready, girl!
And I'm going to bring up Taylor Glick now. So one out, one on. Squares away to bunt, and busts this one up the third base side. Throw to first, and it gets by into the right field corner. And coming all the way in to score is going to be Kuhn. That'll make it 14-13. And throw got away, and now coming in. And now they put the tag on it. And it's going to be out number two. So two down now, but Columbus has taken the lead 14-13.
Great hustle by the first baseman to back that play up.
And bring up Bryn Shiflett now. And pitch taken for a ball. 1-0. And pitch taken for a ball.
Look down, ladies, let's go. Let's get this last one.
Come on, one more, girls.
And time called. And this one's going to be popped up. And dropped by Meyer. And the runner's safe.
Still two outs and only that runner on first.
Yep, and that'll bring in Bryn Leindecker.
Come on, one more, girls. One more.
And bunts this one foul up the first base side. Next pitch, foul back. 0-2 count now. Yeah, this one's going to be popped up. And Meyer will make the grab for out number three. And so Columbus does take the lead for the first time in the game, 14-13. We head to the top of the sixth. Ladies, back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Hi, this is John Hody with the LaRoche Service Department. Is your car having issues again? There's nothing worse than knowing your car needs work, but not knowing where to take it. Here at LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, we pride ourselves in providing honest and quality work with no surprises. We'll diagnose the problem, explain it clearly, and give you a free estimate before we start any repairs. So when your car needs service, come see us at 900 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Brennan Industrial Group, your hometown waste and recycling company in Brenham, offers a wide variety of services. Residential, commercial, and construction waste removal and recycling. Metal recycling. Portable sanitation. Container rental. Their scrap yard is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. Their collection station is open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5, and Saturday, 9 till 1. Big would also like to wish all the Little League players good luck on their All-Star Tournament and special luck to all the All-Stars from the Big family. Brennan Industrial Group, your hometown waste and recycling company.
And on we go to the top of the sixth inning. And for Washington County, they need at least one run here to tie it to stay alive in this championship game. And it's Audrey Smith to lead it off. She'll be followed by Brenda Kamich and then Avery Meyer.
We need this leadoff batter on.
And that one foul down the third baseline.
Smith up there hacking. That's what you like to see.
Yep. And down low a ball. 1-1 count on Smith.
There you go.
And is going to be in the left field base hit. And so Smith gets it started off. And they're throwing on this.
Second.
And she's going to be out.
Oh, my.
Tried to go for the extra base, and that cost it. And so that's one down. And now they're going to bring up Brindley Kamich. This one popped up.
She's on.
And that's going to drop in for a hit.
Gets past the left fielder.
And Kamich's going to end up at second. And it's like stay put.
That brings the top up.
And now Avery Meyer, the batter.
Come on, Avery.
I bun her all day long right here. Palm coaching.
One out, runner second. Pitch ground ball to second.
She's on.
Yep, she'd be
And
proud.
Here comes the run home. It's a tie ball game.
Yep, we're tied again. As Kamich kept right on running, she scores. It's now 14-4. Want to check to make sure she'd stepped on the bat.
She missed it.
Oh, she did miss it the first time? Oh.
Hey, come on,
I guess good they told her to go back. So Meyer on at first. And Stella Church the batter.
Church has been hitting the ball really good today.
Yep.
Got a lot of speed and know how to run the bases on first. So I like my chances to get that go-ahead run.
Yep.
Church could get on. That brings up Landaway.
And there's the pitch. That's going to be sent out in the right. That's going to drop in. Meyer heading to third. They're not going to catch her. And throw got away from the pitcher. Meyer coming home. And she circles around and scores.
I don't think she can run that far out of the base.
We're going to get an appeal here.
Yeah, I don't think she can run that far, Mike.
Yeah, we're going to get an umpire's conference here. If it stands, Washington County's taking the lead 15-14.
Oh, my goodness.
It's right here.
Plus
one. And the run scores. And so it's 15-14, Washington County. And Lily Landaway, the batter now. And this one, a high fly ball in a shallow left. That's going to be caught for out number two. And Briley Margis, the batter. Margis has been hitting this ball well.
Yes. We sure need this other run.
Yep. I ain't satisfied with just one.
No.
The way this thing has been going back and forth. Yeah, this one's going to be popped up. Catcher calling for it, and she'll haul it in for out number three. So we go to the bottom of the sixth, and Washington County leads 15-14 back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Every day we touch corners of our community lives, and for over 97 years we've helped turn life's goals into accomplishments. From your first car to a new life after retirement, Citizen State Bank is there. From businesses to farms to families, it's a community we're a part of that makes us who we are, much more than a place just to keep your money. For all your banking needs, the friendly staff at Citizen State Bank will give you the personal attention that you deserve. Stay local, go far with us at CSB. Citizen State Bank, local people making local decisions. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Breathing, it's just what we do. But is the air you're breathing even clean? Do you even know? That's where we come in. Holly here for Green Duct Services.
Quack, quack.
Let us come in and clean your air ducts to reduce allergens, improve air quality, remove mildew, and increase energy efficiency. Our only job is literally to change the air you breathe. So give us a call today, 979-421-9191, to book your appointment or for a free estimate. You can also check us out, greenduckservices.com.
And Addie Werlin leading things off for Columbus, and she popped that one up and rolled foul. She was trying to bunt her way on.
It's a top of the order here, leadoff batter.
At 15-14, Washington County with a one-run lead, trying to hold it here and take this tournament championship. That one fouled over on the Columbus side of the stands. And it's 0-2 now on Werlin. Washington County three outs away from the championship. Columbus two runs away from the championship. Yeah, swung and a miss. Rolling down on strikes, and that's a huge out to keep their leadoff hitter off the bag.
Yes, anytime you can keep that leadoff hitter off, I like my chances, even though it's only one run. And it gets into the mind there.
Yep. And Emery Chester, the batter. And Chester takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0. And that one's going to be popped up into shallow left. And that's going to drop in for a hit. And Washington County getting up. And they're going to look the runner back. Meyer going to get into the circle as quickly as she can and hold the runner to second base. And that'll bring up Ava Ratley now.
One out, runner on second. This is number three in the order, isn't it?
Yes. Everybody coming in expecting a bunt. And then the coach pulls the ball down.
Be ready, girls.
Maybe he lost his contact.
Okay. I was going to say, can you call a balk of the coach?
He's a good dude. and stuff, real classy. This whole tournament, I have to brag on all of them, and I'll give them a hard time after the game, win or lose. I'm going to say you probably don't even have contact.
And that one is back up the middle of base hit. That's going to get that tying run home. And that'll make it 15 all on the single there by Ratley. And now that Ratley on first represents the go-ahead, represents the tournament-winning run. And Calvin Barton, the batter.
Hey, ready, girls!
And pitch taken for a ball, 1-0. And back in the middle. And to put the tag.
Good job.
And got her out. So two down now.
One more, girl.
And we might be looking at extra innings.
Yeah. Hey, that would be expected between these two teams.
The way they've been going, yep. Yeah. And Perry Alexander batting back up the middle base hit. And she ran right through. And Meyer gets back in the circle. It'll be runners at second and third now. And be up to River Schulte.
Wow.
And time is called. Coach Meyer wanting to have a word with his players. Coach Church going out there as well.
Do you walk this girl to get the bases loaded and a force everywhere?
I'd consider it.
I think I would have to. With two outs, I'd have to load these bases because there's no walk in here, so you can't walk her in.
Yeah.
Then you got to force at any base. I think that's a no-brainer, right?
Yep.
Take it too deep?
No, you're getting too deep.
Yeah. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning of this championship game, all tied up 15 apiece. If Washington County can get it out here, we go to extra innings. If Columbus scores the one run, they win the tournament. And River Schulte, the batter. And takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0. And that one lined right, Meyer knocks it down. Throw to first. Batter. And we're going to extra innings.
Oh, my.
Tied 15-15, and we'll be heading to the seventh after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
Are you ready to build that new barnominium you've been dreaming about? Or maybe it's a new workshop, a storage building, or even a metal house. DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop is ready when you are. DDM has been fabricating metal buildings in Texas for over a quarter century, so you know you can trust them with your project. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their office and let their staff explain the many options available for style, panels, color, and design. Choose the industry leader for your metal building, DDM.
And on we go to the top of the seventh. We're all tied 15-15. And for Washington County, it's going to be Remy Baker, Ansley Growlander, and Remy Drain batting.
What a championship game, Doug.
It certainly has. Coming down to the wire.
It's a shame that one of these two teams has to lose.
Yeah.
Because they are so evenly matched.
Yeah.
That,
I mean, every time one scores, the other comes
answers.
Back and,
yep.
and has been able to answer.
Yep.
And Remy Baker to lead it off. And that one down low, a ball, 1-0.
We need that leadoff runner on.
And that one,
there it is.
Ball down the line. And Baker, they're going to hold her to a long single.
And he smoked that baby down the third baseline.
Yep. Ansley Growlander batting now. And that one is going to be roped into left, another base hit. And two runners aboard for Washington County.
Two for two, two hard hit balls.
And now Remy Drain batting. And time called. And squared away to bunt. And throw to first. Double clutched on the first. She's safe. Bases loaded. Runner coming home. Oh, wait. Hold up. So the batter is out. And so the runners have to go back to their respective bases. Did it hit her as she was going up the baseline, or what?
Foot was out of the batter's box when
Okay. Foot was out of the batter's box when she made.
You made contact.
Yeah, that would do it.
I think Coach Myers arguing that the pitcher left the circle early.
And so the runners would go back to their respective bases. And so Drain is out now. He's going to the other umpire's trying to get an overrule, but they're not going to overturn. Yeah, Presley Parker, the batter. And pitch taken for a ball, 1-0. And that one, a ground ball. And pitcher tried to knock it down, and the runners are going to be safe everywhere. And so now Babes Collins, the batter.
She hit the ball hard while I go. Bases loaded here with one out.
We're in the top of the seventh, tied 15-15. And this one's going to be popped up. Catcher calling for it. And Joe hauling in for out number two. And now Ava Merkley, the batter.
I like this at bat. Merkley's been hitting the ball extremely hard.
She really has. And Merkley fouls that one away, 0-1.
They're going to courtesy run for the catcher on third since it's two outs. Two outs, bases loaded, Merkley up.
And here's the pitch. Merkley sends this one, a ground ball to short. And throw the ball.
Not going to get nobody. Throws it away.
One runs in. And two runs are going to score. And that'll make it now 17-15, Washington County. And now that'll bring up Audrey Smith.
Second and third. They got to make the play at first.
And that one, ground ball to third.
And nobody there.
Nobody there. She's
you got
safe.
You got a tagger.
And another run scores. That's 18-15. And so Washington County's taking the three. Time called, and now the coach for Columbus going to try to settle his players down. Washington County's put three runs up here in the seventh, and they've got Brindley Kamich batting.
That was big right there.
Yes.
Because, I mean, she really, all she had to do was tag her, and that could have been disaster, but
yep.
Turned out good.
Yep.
Might be Katie's, I don't know.
Crowd on the edge of its seat here. Because Columbus is the home team, they will get the final at bat.
And they for sure will be down by three.
Yep.
If Kamich can come through here, at least four.
Yep. Maximum five. And this one
there
is
she
be
did.
A stick. Run scores to make it 19-15. And runners are Kamich with a big hit.
Top of the order up now with Meyer.
And now Meyer batting. It's 19-15. Still two on and two out. Myers in his ground ball the second. Baseman booted it.
Here comes that fifth run.
And coming on in to score. And it's 20-15, Washington County. And we go to the bottom of the seventh. And we'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Conjuratile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjuratile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjuratile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjuratile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
All right, as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning of this championship game, Washington County leads it 20-15. And it'll be Landry Stanchek followed by Olivia Lowe and then Kennedy Kuhn to bat for Columbus.
7-8-9 in this order.
Yep, and pitch taken for a ball, 1-0.
Be ready, girls.
Washington County, three more outs to take the tournament championship. And what would complete an amazing run to end this tournament. Pitch is down low for a ball. And this one, the ground ball was short to third. Third baseman booted the ball, and runner is safe. So one on here for Columbus, and they got a little hope here. It'll be Olivia Lowe batting. Yeah.
Sounds pretty easy. All we got to do is get three before they get five, right?
Right.
That's pretty simple math.
Yep. That one's sent a flare out to, that's going to drop in. Into center field. Runners are safe everywhere. And now she's taking off the third, throw in, and she's safe.
It's okay, Stella, it's okay, Stella.
Second and third,
second
no
and
outs.
Third, nobody out. Of course, if they come back with five in this inning, then we go to an eighth inning. And this one, ground ball to third. Upchurch throws to first, and airmails the throw. The run's safe, and the run's going to score.
And now they're going to.
Yeah, they're going to get her at second. And got her there. The two-run score.
Yeah, but we got a big out at second base.
And 20-17 now.
That was a huge out.
And the Washington County, they need two outs left. And it's going to be Taylor Glick batting.
Let's go defense.
That's going to loop in for a hit. And so a hit there and runner on. And it's going to be Bryn Shiflett batting. And Shiflett takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0. And right now, Washington County, the mission is just getting out somewhere.
Getting out. Now it's get two before they get three.
Right.
The odds are getting closer, big boy.
Yeah. And I'm not liking that.
Come on, stay ready, girls.
Foul ball up the third base side. She put a good charge into that one.
She hit it hard.
And here's the pitch to Shiflett. Ground ball to short. Landry
get it out.
With it.
Get it out.
And runs to the back. Gets it.
Ooh. Ooh.
Did they get her? The coach was blocking my view. Did they get her?
Out.
If she is out. Okay, that's two down now.
Ready,
And so now Columbus down to their final out. And it's Josie Leindecker, the number 12 hitter in their lineup. You'd like to get her and not turn it back over to the top of their order. Up now he's going to go have a word with our umpire. It's
I mean, you can't blame him for asking. It was bang, bang there.
Yeah, but Zorn was right on top there. Yeah, pitch taken for a ball. 1-0 to Leindecker. Washington County with a 20-17 lead here in the bottom of the seventh inning.
Come on, girl. One more. Let's go defense. Let's go defense.
And this one back to Meyer. This should be it. Throw to first. And
throw it away.
And they throw a ball in. And Meyer get in the circle. And another run's going to score. That'll make it 20-18. And now Coach Meyer going out to settle everybody down. Can they pull a rabbit out of the hat again?
No. I don't think so. Meyer will not do that twice.
Yes, sir. I want to remind you to please ask the game.
And Addie Werlin, the scheduled batter, she's the leadoff hitter for Columbus.
Nine out of ten times, Meyer's going to make that play. And, you know.
And, two, it might be the anxiety in the moment.
Once again,
too.
8 years old.
Yeah.
Columbus has their top of the order up now. But they still got to get two to tie.
Yep.
And they got two outs.
They got one runner at third. Pitch down low for a ball, 1-0. And this one, a little flare out to second.
There it is.
Green with the catch. And that's the ball game. After almost 2 hours, Washington County gets the win 20-18 over Columbus. They come back and win five in a row to claim the tournament championship.
What a tremendous game. You know, it's just, you can't say enough how these girls battle on both teams.
Yeah.
Washington County just made one more play than Columbus did.
Certainly is, and we'll talk about it more as we head to the postgame show. We'll be back after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
The team at Texas Farm Credit supports local communities and agriculture with reliable financial services, and we are ready to support you as well. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, or any place in the country, give Texas Farm Credit a call. We have been lending money for over 100 years, and we'll be around at least 100 more. We also offer lines of credit, home loans, and ag insurance. Call us at 836-2572. Visit online at texasfarmcredit.com or stop by our office at 1301 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball season.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
Insurance, not something you enjoy buying, but if you ever need it, boy, are you glad you have it. Dahlman & Associates in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Dahlman & Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Dahlman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
All right, as we come back here, and what a big win as Washington County wins it 20-18, your final score over Columbus for the 7- and 8-year-old softball tournament championship here. And, I mean, Washington County, after the, Columbus had beat them earlier in the tournament, one and ever there to come back through the loser's bracket and win 5 in a row to take the title.
No.
And we've got something going on out on the field. Not sure what happened out there.
The best I can tell is it's a big celebration going on out there. All the grandparents, the parents, everybody's out there having a big time, which you need to have after you.
I mean, everybody does that after every tournament.
After you did what they just accomplished, and they just really battled and battled, and neither team gave up.
No, I
and,
mean, they...
you know, so proud for these little girls. They played hard all the way through the tournament. You know, they got drummed by Columbus when they played them the first time, but that added a little extra motivation, I guess, to come back and say, you know, we can compete against these guys, and they did. And you know, hats off to them. Hats off to Columbus too. That's a class coaching team over there. Fans from both sides tonight. It could have got ugly if they wanted to. But knock on wood, so far, it's been a really good night. You know, you want to be proud for both teams. You want to be classy when you do win, and you want to be classy when you lose. And it's harder to be real classy probably when you lose a close game like this. But hats off to Meyer and his coaching staff. Those girls hit the ball when they needed to. They made the one play, and they got the 5 runs, which is huge when you can get 5. So they could only tie you and everything. So that puts all the pressure on Columbus. And
especially with those 5 runs coming in the 7th inning.
And then to come and battle, you know, they were close. They were one hit away from tying this thing. And, you know, it's a sweet feeling. Been there before. It's a very sweet feeling what those youngsters are going through right now. Been on that other side. You know, those girls are sad, but you know, they don't have nothing to hang their heads about. They're 8 years old. They played extremely well. And, you know, the future's bright for both of these teams. As we go on, I guarantee you there's going to be a lot more games between these two teams going for a championship and everything. So that's going to be exciting to watch over the years.
Certainly is, and we got more to come here on the post game as we send you back to the studios. And let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal.
Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
Stay on top of your game year-round with the Elite Baseball and Softball Training Facility, the Batter's Box. Located in the baseball capital of Texas, take part in the 2024 Summer Baseball and Softball Camps. All you have to do is go online to register today. And don't forget to book your summer birthday parties while availabilities last. For more info, check them out online, battersboxbtx.com. That's battersboxbtx.com. Good luck to all the area's Little League All-Stars from everyone at the Batter's Box.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woods & Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woods & Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
And back we go. The championship celebration is on for Washington County as they win the 7- and 8-year-old tournament tonight. And they defeat Columbus 20-18, the final score. And this was, as we said earlier, a seesaw matchup where it was like back and it seems like every time Washington County would score, Columbus would come back with the same amount of runs, and it was just back and forth like that all night.
And really, for two nights, if you want to
go back to last night,
it was the same game, just another night.
Yeah. And
amazing, I guess you could call it.
Yeah.
That the way they played on both sides, you know, tears of joy over here in the green, tears of sadness in the red. And as I always say, you know what? Unless it's flat raining in the morning, Doug.
Yeah.
That big yellow thing's going to come up,
yep.
And it's going to be another day. Mm-hmm. You know, tomorrow, both of these teams, probably half of them are going to go swimming somewhere or go on a vacation, which they deserve. You know, they started practicing, what, May 15th you announced it?
I think so, May 15th.
You know, here we are at June the 20th, June the 17th.
So a little over a month later. Yeah.
A month later of hard practices, probably tiring. I'm tired of doing this. I'm tired of my coaches hollering at me. Let's do one more swing and everything. But this is what it all comes down to, and this is what the hard work pays off for.
Yep.
A championship.
It certainly does. And we'll take one more break and be back to wrap it up. After we hear these words from our sponsors.
Hey guys, Eric Benitez here. I'm deeply honored to have been chosen as Washington County's favorite realtor, along with Cedar Frame as a favorite real estate brokerage through the Banner Press. I'm grateful to be blessed with the resources and support to serve our community, and I'm devoted to our local youth and sports. In fact, with your support, last spring we were able to award 4 student athlete scholarships. The real estate market and technology have evolved over the years, so we're doing things a little different when it comes to selling and marketing your properties. If you have any questions about your home's value, please reach out to me. 979-830-3914.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
Since 1933.
and your hometown bank. Serving you and the community. Better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Would you like to be part of something bigger than yourself or even Brenham? While we gather for worship on Sundays and Wednesdays like most churches, at Christ Lutheran, there is so much more to the story. Like the vast number of lives impacted in our region and beyond are responding to God's love and sharing what we have been blessed with. Want to make a difference or simply be a part of a community that cares about others and relationships? Come just as you are. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
All right, and back we go. Once again, your final score, Washington County wins it in seven innings. 20-18, your final score over Columbus. Washington County, the 7 and 8-year-old coach pitch champions. And Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you. And Daryl, it has been a lot of fun sitting in with you on the tournament.
Absolutely, buddy. It's always a blast when we can get together and talk sports. Maybe say a few things that people laugh. I got a few of the comments about the Lake Burton yesterday and everything. So, you have to make it fun, too.
Yeah.
And I have a blast when I get to do it with you. And I know you got a whole bunch more running to do.
Yeah.
And hopefully you can enjoy a bunch. I told all my volunteers, thank you very much for a great, great run tournament. You know, it was very easy. Everybody was here, wanted to be here. I know everybody got tired. I used this the other night as motivation. I said, look, the fans are tired. You're tired because you've been here since last week, Wednesday. But, hey, we're doing it for the kids. We wanted to do this tournament. You know, we got to grind it out just like Washington County grinded out. And, you know, I told them, though, be prepared, because these next 10 days to 2 weeks, there's a good chance it's going to rain.
Yep.
And it might not be raining in Burton, but it might be raining in Brenham, or it might be raining in Giddings or Caldwell.
Mm-hmm.
So we might be having some more games. So we're prepared for that already.
Yep.
That if they call us, we'll be prepared to do it. So
absolutely.
We might have another one out here, partner.
And might I add, you guys always do such a great job out here. And y'all run the best tournaments out of anybody in our district. And we always appreciate coming out here.
Well, I appreciate that comment. I am very proud. But those people behind the scenes there that with the concession stand, the young group, this was their first year. They come up to me and wanted to take over the cooking part. They want to be a part of it. That's what keeps an organization like this strong. You have to let people come in and help you. And those guys, like, my hat's off to them. I bought them a 12-pack of soda water. German on top of that yesterday.
Yep.
And stuff, it doesn't sound like much, but to those guys, they didn't want anything. But Daryl appreciates everybody that helps. You know, you don't have to ask them. They're wanting to be a part of this.
Yep.
And we're proud of what we have here. We're going to keep improving. And joy with you all the time, my friend. And God willing, we'll keep playing like this. You know, we get through with All-Stars. Won't be long. That pigskin will be thrown around there. And we can do a couple of games there, here and there. And then playoffs comes around. It's time to do that. And we can cuss about the Cowboys and everything. And but it's just a joy always. A joy.
Absolutely.
Joy to be a part of this and to get to experience it. You know, a lot of people don't come to these games or can't come to the games, but they can listen to us. and stuff. So hopefully we kept it interesting that they kept listening, because the excitement, if you wasn't here, the excitement between these two teams was unbelievable. Not just tonight, but started last night, and it carried over to today. You know, I bet you if they played 10 times, I bet you 9 games would be just like this.
Yeah.
They're that close. I mean, I've been wrong once before. Did I ever say that?
No.
Okay. I really do believe that if they played 10 times, it would be extra innings or down to the last out every game, because they're so equal, so well coached. Just a shame for somebody to lose, but that's part of it. Everybody can't be winners. You know, they're winners in their own aspect. You know, these get the title of champion. They're runners-up. Great season. You got to keep playing. Now you have to start the tournament ball stuff, in my eyes, as this team. You know, if you want to be successful at the next level, you have to play together with the girls that you're going to play with, because then you know what the other one can do. You know where that person's going to be. And I stress that every time I get to talk to teams. You know, I stressed it to the young Weimer team. They had a young coach that didn't have any kids on the team, just graduated, but giving back and wanting to be a part. And I told her, I said, look, take those girls and play. You know, you're going to take your lumps if you go out there and play, but it's only going to make you better. Yep. And making yourself better is what these girls, they need to enjoy these the next couple of days. But if you're satisfied with winning as an 8-year-old, you're only going to get behind next year. So they have to keep playing.
Absolutely. Well, that's going to do it for us here tonight. I want to thank Mallory back at the studios for her great job on the boards. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in, and for all of us here at KWHI Sports. Doug and Daryl saying good night, everybody.